the Brandon Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Metashare. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brandt's new book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHanson.com.
Some fantastic news from the animal kingdom. We have breaking animal news here. We cover animal news. Yes. Humans are important, but humans aren't the only creatures on the planet making news.
That's true, I suppose.
That's why we break in with this animal news. And this actually relates to a story where there was a little boy who got lost and he was taken care of by a bear, according to his story. Sherry cast aspersions on it.
No, that's not okay.
One of our listeners called in who heard you casting aspersions and had this to say.
Hey, Brant, Sherry, this is Valerie. You were talking on your show about breaking animal news, and one of your callers reported a three-year-old was missing for days.
Yep.
And a bear watched over him.
Yep.
And Sherry questioned the if you verified the story. Well, USAtoday.com reported it on January 28th. It's true fact. So Sherry, put that in your fact checker and have a great day. Love you both.
Love that.
Love you too.
According to nothing less than The United States of America Today.
That's definitely a place of record.
USA Today has said it, and I accept it. Maybe you have some doubts about who Jesus is or the whole Christianity thing, and you've got some deep questions. You know what? I think that can be a good thing. I'm serious. Think about all the people who don't even think about this stuff. Like, you go through life. Our lives are almost set up, like, intentionally to distract us so that we never think deeply about why we're even here or what good means or what a good life is or what the whole point is. Like, it's just constant distraction and busyness until it's too late. But the fact that you're thinking about stuff like that, I applaud that. I mean, honest doubt, not fake doubt. Like, a lot of people, I've done this before too. Oh, I don't know, but it's because we don't want to know, you know? But there's something about real doubt because you're actually struggling with real issues, actually thinking about eternity. Like, what's the whole point of all of this? Perhaps you're here right now because you heard about this show and how shocking it is. I bring shocking. I'm a shocked jock is what they call it. And what it does is I say things and people are like, oh, I can't believe you said that.
Yeah.
But it's rated G.
Sure.
And so,
you know, again, we don't have to do this. We can just be entertaining.
No, you do. To you survive do. In this
doggy dog
media
world.
Landscape. So I use shockingly helpful tips. And I had one about peanut butter. And look at it. Listen to this. Listen to what she had to say here right now. Here
hey, Brant, this is Amy. I was calling because you had a one of your Brant's shocking things, and you had mentioned that with the natural peanut butter, that if you flip it upside down when you first get it, within 24 hours, the oil will all mix back in together. So I got natural peanut butter. I did the thing that you said. It was fantastic.
Oh.
So I just wanted to say thank you so much for that super tip.
Another person thankful for the shock.
But she didn't say
value.
She was shocked. She said it was helpful. You can be helpful. A helpful
you can read
doc.
Between the lines that she was shocked and helped. There's a new app. It's a food app. You might be interested in this. They don't have it in the U.S. yet, but it's coming. Apparently, it's in China right now. It's the Eat For You app. And so what you get to do is you go online and you can order high-calorie foods, really nice foods. And they actually don't send it to you. They send it to somebody who works at the app center. And then they eat the food on a video chat. And they'll describe how great it tastes. That way you can still consume the
calories.
Yeah, but you still get the fun of ordering online
and paying
for it. And you don't have to deal with the calories.
The fun
Eat For You app.
The fun of paying for it but not eating it.
Yeah.
I don't know that that's a sensation that I've ever wished I had. I wish I could pay for this and not eat it.
They didn't say if this app's making any money yet or if anybody really wants it, but it is available right now in China, the Eat For You app. We were just talking about doubt, and sometimes it can be good as long as it's honest, I would say. There's also dishonest doubt where we really don't want answers, but, you know, we've all done that too. Here's the thing that gets me, though. When we talk about faith, blind faith, faith is blind, but we like honest doubt. Well, maybe doubt can be blind. Maybe faith can be eyes wide open. Maybe I trust God because it's the most rational thing I can do in the universe that I'm presented with and in the information I'm getting through my senses about the universe. Like, maybe trusting God is the high-def 2020 vision of the world as it actually is, and doubt is clouded and myopic. I just want to throw that out there. Again, I'm somebody who struggles with doubts too, so I'm not going off on doubt at all, but this idea that faith is blind and doubt's always honest, like, nah, that's not necessarily true. You ever worked at a place that has an IT department? I mean, a lot of people have. Mm-hmm. I have. I've always had this sneaking suspicion that IT people, we have IT people listening, you know, but that you think, frankly, you think we're dumb. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I've always had that sneaking suspicion
mm-hmm.
that you are frustrated with us, and sometimes you smile,
mm-hmm.
but
inside, behind you're calling
those
us
eyes,
names. Yeah, you're saying things.
Yeah. Well, I just saw a study
mm-hmm.
where they surveyed all these IT people,
mm-hmm.
and they do think we're dumb.
Do they?
They honestly do.
Well, let's be honest. It's because we are.
They think, I know, but they don't need to know about it.
We don't know what's going on.
And they could have said, like, we would like them to say in their minds, yeah, but they're good at this other stuff.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And we need them to make this whole thing work.
Yeah, have a little grace.
But they don't. They're mostly just going, wow, wow. How do you not know how to do that? Question, do you judge people at the gym? We were talking about this the other day. Incredibly insightful comment here. You can call us 855-90-BRANT, but check out this comment.
Hey, Brant and Sherry. This is Danielle in North Carolina. I was listening to the podcast and you all were laughing about judging people at the gym, but I actually thought about that. I find that I judge people a lot in my own mind. People that walk by obviously don't say anything, but I think that's why I feel so self-conscious is because I think about how much I judge other people mm-hmm. and then think they must do the same thing. And sometimes I wonder if that's why Jesus talked to us about not judging, because he realized how much anxiety that can cause for us. We're always worried about other people judging us because of how much we judge. And maybe if I judged less, maybe I wouldn't feel so self-conscious.
I mean, that's a great point.
Yeah.
If I'm thinking that way, I'm thinking other people are thinking that way.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes life a whole lot more stressful. Instead of cutting people some slack, extending some grace, being thankful, changes everything. That's the thing about everything Jesus says. Not only is it true, like you shouldn't do that or you should do this, it helps you flourish. Every single thing that was telling us to do or has told us to do or not do, it turns out that it's actually really good for us. Well, that's a great point. We were just talking about how IT people, they did a survey of IT people, and yes, they think we're all kind of dumb, the rest of us. Like, they just cannot believe it.
That we just don't know how to do that thing.
We've kind of suspected they believe that for a while. Mm-hmm. We didn't want to believe it, but that is, in fact, what they think.
I think administrative people think that about us, too. Admins, people who...
HR.
Organized. Yeah, yeah. People who are organized and...
Doing the health plans.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
All of that.
Yeah. And that's why I profusely apologize every time I interact with anybody.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I am so sorry. It may turn out that actually it is hopelessly complex.
Yeah.
Like, all this mm-hmm. info about, well, for my vacation time accrues at 1 hour per... month that I, but it doesn't for the first year.
Asking. That's the funny thing.
Just want to know if I can leave. Can you tell me if I can leave? Welcome to the program. If you're new, my name is Brant. I have always felt like an alien, like from another planet or maybe a distant country. I don't understand what's going on. In high school, I had no clue what was going on socially in my high school. People would tell me stuff's going on. I'm like, what? What? Like, I just clueless. I've always felt like an outside observer. There are a lot of people like this. I'm not unique. There's a lot of us have gone through life feeling kind of like an outside observer. And I want to tell you something. If you happen to be one of those people, one thing I've found over the course of my life to be really helpful is to, look, I don't necessarily understand the dynamics of what everybody's doing, but people who have any kind of special needs or they're on the margins for whatever reason, lean into those people and just... take some risks relationally with those people. It's worked out really well for me. Like, they don't necessarily, they're not in tune with all the other stuff that's going on or whatever, but they really appreciate the friendship. And for me, I do too. Let's just be honest with you. Some people are not going to get this at all, but I'm giving you that as an example. Maybe you're a high schooler and you're in the car right now or whatever, and you feel like that, like you're not, like, lean into those people on the margins and take some relational risk and be a friend. It really helped me. Every now and then, like a lightning bolt, a genius idea hits, and then I share it with you, and somebody can make $1 billion off this idea. It's incredible.
$1 billion is a lot of money.
You're going to kick yourself, like, why didn't I think of this?
Mm-hmm.
You know how, like, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups got started? I think somebody accidentally backed into somebody else, and they had, like, chocolate, and somebody had peanut butter, and it's like, oh, hey, this tastes great together.
That's how
it got started.
Is it?
Well, this morning,
I don't know.
I came up with a new idea.
Okay.
Nutrition infused coffee. Coffee soup.
Coffee soup. I don't understand.
It's soup, but instead of like using water.
Yes.
Coffee.
Like a chicken noodle soup, but it's coffee?
Maybe not chicken noodle. I don't know. I don't have it all worked out yet. But what happened was, I dropped some lettuce into my coffee this morning.
Oh, I see.
And I thought, oh, gross, I'll throw this. Well, let me try it.
Well, why not coffee as dressing?
This is why I bring this stuff up. It's great. That is fantastic. Why not?
That makes sense to you, huh?
Yeah, all of this. Coffee soup, coffee as dressing. This is good. So we have this thing called a soul, and most people realize that. And I've heard it described as this thing that integrates the other parts of our lives. Like we have a will, things we want to do, our mind,
in
addition, our imagination, our body. Mm-hmm. And when we don't line up, like our will and our mind, like maybe we have like our diet, for instance, like I have this objective for my diet, but then our will is weak and we wind up eating all this stuff. Well, then things are a little chaotic in the soul.
Yeah.
And the soul helps integrate everything. And if everything's together, my will, my body, and my mind, like I don't have these objectives, but my body's out of line with it,
mm-hmm.
then your soul can be in order.
Mm-hmm.
Not like it makes you a perfect person or anything, but it helps you not feel so chaotic. It's really true. There's something about having a healthier soul where these things are brought into integrity. And I just want to mention that because if you do feel like the whole world's in chaos, everything's in chaos, well, yeah, it kind of is. It kind of is. But you don't have to be in chaos at all. And it starts with, I'm talking to myself here, when I'm actually obedient, there starts to be less chaos in my world because I'm actually lining up these things and my soul is healthier. Yeah, just a genius idea. We come up with them all the time, this coffee soup idea.
And so you dropped lettuce in your coffee this morning.
Yeah.
And you drank it.
And I drank it.
Did you eat the lettuce too?
Yeah, I drank it with the lettuce.
And that was good to you?
No, it was terrible.
Oh, you hated it. Okay.
But it was good for me because I had lettuce. You could do kale. You could do all sorts of stuff. You don't advertise that it tastes good. You just advertise a healthy alternative to whatever.
But you're telling us it's disgusting.
Well, I'm not gonna write disgusting on the packaging.
But it is.
I'll let people draw their own conclusions. It works. Just like super nutritious kale infused coffee soup.
But it's gross.
In a mug.
Yeah.
Soup in a mug with some kale in it. I'm not gonna say it's gross. I just leave that out of it.
I was thinking about how exceedingly wicked the heart is. That's what the Bible says. Who can know it?
Right.
And then so when we say he gives us the desires of our heart, then that would have to be something that he knows that I don't, right? There has to be something more than my, because my heart is corrupted without his input, right? So the desire, people just think that means I want something, I'm supposed to have it. I want something, I'm supposed to have it. But there has to be some kind of change that he's doing before he just gives me exceedingly wicked things from an exceedingly wicked heart.
But the desires of your heart is, it doesn't have something to do with if you love him?
Yes, delight yourself in the Lord.
Delight yourself in the Lord.
So that's why that has to come first, right? Because without it, but people just take that out and it's the desires of your heart. But without that delight in him, my heart is just wicked.
Yeah, it changes my desires.
Yes, 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 yes. And
And
so my heart can't be trusted without my delight in him. And really,
and if my heart can't be trusted, I'm a good person. You just can't trust my heart.
Yeah.
People will push back on that forever.
Oh man. That's the hardest.
And I think it's because in our heart we're so legalistic that mm-hmm. we think unless I'm a good person, I can't be valued.
Yeah. That's a good point.
So that's why it's so threatening.
Yeah.
But really what we want is to be valued.
Mm-hmm.
So if we could accept that I'm loved and I'm valued, mm-hmm. irregardless.
Yes.
Not irregardless. Regardless. Mm-hmm. Like, then that takes the pressure off.
Yeah.
You could go, I'm not a good person. I'm still valued.
Well, that's what that's why I think it especially in the Gospels and then in subsequent New Testament scripture, where it's that there's such a focus on, no, you're not. And yet while you were sinning,
right,
God, get, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it's Calvary only, I don't want to say only matters, but really it only matters to the extent that your heart is wicked.
And then Paul is saying over and over, okay, let's take my goodness. I'll tell you what my goodness is. Put it in a big pile. I'll compare it to something here. I'm going to compare it to poop.
Yeah.
That's what he did.
I know, because it's nothing. And I just think we're all kind of, what you said, striving for this thing. And yeah, we will get calls. We'll get calls on this. For people, I am good. I mean, I'm not like...
Well, I mean, some people, at least I don't.
Yeah, people believe
other people.
They are good at heart. They really do. And that humans are good. But you're right. You believe that because you want to believe you're valuable. But the Bible shows you that's even more so. You're so valuable to him that even in your wickedness, he still gave himself.
Right.
And we just keep trying to divorce that from everything, and we can't.
I need to be good. I need it. For some reason, I need to be good. I need to consider myself good. All of those ego defenses. If I look at Calvary and I could see that in real time,
mm-hmm.
the audacity.
Yes.
For me to say, but I'm good.
Or anything good. Look at what's happening.
Right.
Look at what's happening up there. That's you. That's me.
Lord, thank you for doing this for other people.
Boy, do they need it.
I don't
we won't
need
say
it.
That. We'll sing the songs and everything. But
I know, but they don't. We're so good with self-righteousness.
Yeah.
To pose it however we want.
Yeah.
To pose ourselves. Yeah, we're just absolute masters at it. Our self-righteousness is a reaction to our insecurity.
Insecurity is a good word. When I say a good word, that's a word that is good in this scenario, because if we do go back to Calvary, I constantly have to find my security there. Because at our age...
Well, again, I'm being valued.
Yes, 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 yes. If I don't find some security, I'm not going to have any wisdom or be any of any help to anybody else.
No, you won't.
So at some point, we're going to have to be able to have my security and that, and only that, because that's the thing that hasn't changed. And that's the thing that's solid.
I've gone from being threatened by people in our field, for instance,
mm-hmm.
to rooting for them
mm-hmm.
because it's been so long. Like, can you turn the corner so that you can just be a blessing to people?
Yeah,
man,
yeah,
just so insecure,
yeah,
just
yeah.
radiating insecurity for decades.
Yes.
Like, what?
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on.
Yes.
For your own, just all of us.
Yeah.
It's me too.
Right. That's what I've been talking about our generation, because as I get older, and I'm blessed to have a really good example in my mother, I'm starting to be like, that's the kind of woman I want to be.
Yeah, I'm going to turn the corner here.
Yeah, let's get ourselves together here, where you're not always striving to do this and that, da, 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 but now you're in a position to help and be a safe place.
Maybe people don't believe, like, because the value thing comes from actually believing that God actually loves us.
Mm-hmm.
And that when you're singing these old hymns, you know, and you're still insecure,
mm-hmm.
you don't really believe what you're singing.
Mm-hmm.
When I survey the wondrous cross, or like whatever it is, that you would love me, so amazing love, how can it be?
Yeah.
You still really don't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you did, to the extent that we do,
mm-hmm.
we feel valid.
Yeah.
By God, we're justified.
Mm-hmm.
We don't justify ourselves anymore. Don't have to do with the justifications anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Stupid rationalizations. And then somebody goes, hey, you didn't do that right. Or I question your motives or something. Like, well, yeah, that's an odd thing to say to somebody. But yeah, like, right, that could be. My motives are always in question.
Yes, that's so freeing. Instead of, no, I would never, that's not me. Oh, no, think about this. I didn't, that defensiveness, that.
Well, it helps you make better decisions.
Yeah.
You can think more clearly about your decisions, because
mm-hmm.
you don't have to defend everything you've already done. It doesn't have so much momentum anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't defend to the death.
Yeah.
This decision you had never to talk to your uncle again. because I can't remember why.
Right,
but
right.
I'm not, you know, it's 20 years now. I just drink. Like, you start emptying all that motive out of there because mm-hmm. you don't have to defend yourself anymore. You can start thinking clearly.
Yeah.
Make good decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Really helpful.
And I think that security that we're talking about, it grows. So I don't know that it's a destination where you're like, I'm okay, but please, Lord, let me be more okay in 2019 than I was in 2018.
Yeah.
And more okay in 2020 than 2019. Like, that's what I mean, that I'm constantly growing in that security. So I'm constantly able to walk in wisdom and help others instead of always trying mm-hmm. to defend myself.
And the way to change, what I keep learning from people I respect, the way to change is to start obeying.
Mm-hmm.
That's what actually changes, take the steps to obedience.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that's how God works. And the great thing about that is it's not about amassing more knowledge or getting another book or a series of teachings or whatever. Please do buy the books, but and listen to the podcast, but still.
That's not the only thing.
It's not the only thing. I mean, it helps a little bit.
This has been the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by MediShare. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHanson.com.